Hello, everyone. It is really, really, really nice to be back here in Malaysia. And thank you to all of you. Wow. I don't think I've ever seen so many media in one place at the same time. Thank you for making the effort to come and see me today. I am so happy to be back in Malaysia and to meet all of you. And hopefully you'll meet my little man.
Well, looking forward to see him, Tan Sri, of course. Lots of questions submitted, of course, by the media. But I want to kick things off by asking my question, which is, I saw you yesterday at the airport. I asked you the all-important question, what was your go-to dish, Malaysian dish, upon arriving? You said to me, Ipoh chicken with Nia Chow Kai.
Nia Chow Kai.
It's been 24 hours. Have you managed to indulge yet?
Of course. I already had my curry laksa. I already had my nasi lemak. I already had my Nia Chow Kai. I had already hor fun and all that. Yes.
Good stuff.
That's why I look so fat.
Well, we're going to kick off right now with some of the questions, of course, submitted by the media. Michelle Yeoh, we'll kick off attention. Michelle Yeoh, we'll start with, you mentioned in your speech that you were bringing the Oscar home. Today is that day. How does it feel to be back in Malaysia? And how does it feel to bring that Oscar, not just to Malaysia, but to your hometown, your family, and to your late father?
Well, first of all, I think it was such an incredible journey. It was a roller coaster ride that started last year when the movie first came out. Everything Everywhere All at Once came out in March. So can you imagine, the Oscars was this March. So it was a whole year of not knowing, wanting, hoping, wishing. And finally, I think closer to the end of the year, we heard rumblings that our movie had such great opportunities to be nominated. And of course, I myself was also put out there. And I must say, this is the first time there was any hope that I could be included in the table to have a conversation about why these kind of roles are so important, especially to someone who looks like us. And there's been so little representation for so long, for far too long. So, and I remember during the journey, everyone was always asking, so, do you want the Oscars? I'm like, oh, hell yes. Of course I want the Oscars. Who doesn't, right? I'm not going to beat around the bush and say, oh, no, you know. No, no, because it represents so much to so many of us. And I must say, I heard the roar of joy, happiness all across the world to Los Angeles. So I thank all of you for having been on that journey with me, because I felt your support, I felt your strength, because it was a difficult journey, because it's quite lonely as well. And also, we were in completely new territories, because none of us had been nominated before. We didn't know what it was like, how the whole journey would be. And so to finally be there, I think when we were sitting there with Ki Hui Kwan, with Jamie Lee Curtis, and both of them had already won their Oscars. And I remember them looking across to me going like, it's okay, right? I mean, like, what, it's okay if I don't win? Hell no. And I think my biggest fear at that moment was, it suddenly struck me, my mom is here watching. At first we said, we'll get a few friends with her, maybe about 30 people, you know, because it's early in the morning. And finally, my sister-in-law Megan and Vicky, who my niece, who was so amazing with Calvin and Max, they had 400, almost close to 400 people there. And that thought was, if they don't call my name, what's going to happen in that hall? So I am extremely grateful. I am so happy. I really heard all of you going, yeah, at that time. And here I am today, and I will, this is Vicky, she helped to organize everything, my beautiful niece, and so, as promised,
and just to remind everyone, we will do a photo session at the very end of the PC as well, so don't worry. Or we can do it now. Well, once again, everyone, we can do another quick one at the end. We'll just get through some of your questions that you submitted. Thank you so much, Tanshree Michelle Yeoh, for that. Just piggybacking off what you just said, actually, Tanshree, I think that's a perfect segue into the next question, which is, what was it like, you know, watching your mom's reaction during the Oscar viewing party in KL all the way from Hollywood?
I was overjoyed. I could feel that love and happiness, you know, collectively, everyone. I think for me, it was such a sense of relief to start off with. So I was really happy. And obviously, my mom is overjoyed.
Good stuff. Well, another question here is, at the Oscars, you encourage ladies, don't let anybody tell you your past, your prime. Never give up. Thank you, Asha. But have you ever, in your 40 years of shooting career, ever felt like you wanted to give up? And what was the one thing that kept you going in the past 40 years, as in what was the one life model that encouraged you through these trials and tribulations?
I think if I had that thought, I wouldn't be sitting here today. I think in our line of business, it's very important that you are truly passionate about what you do, because you never know what's around the corner. You know, once you finish a job, it's like, do you have the next job in line? It's not like you have a steady job. But I must say that I've been very, very blessed that I've had continuously been able to work and work on very interesting, very diverse, and very forward-thinking filmmakers that has enabled me to fight for what I truly believe in, representation, diversity, especially empowerment of women. I don't believe just because we're a woman, we are a weaker sex. I mean, that is such an old school thought. And I don't think the men think that either. So why do we have to continue with this saying? And I think in America at that point, there was someone who said, oh, look at the definition of prime for women. Once you're past 30, you're past your prime. How ridiculous is that, right? So maybe someone should change that definition. And what? We should change the definition. We should never allow somebody to put us in a box. And that's always what I've strived to do. Is not to be put in a box. I mean, if I've been put in a box, I honestly wouldn't be working so much.
And on that note, Tanshree, in your opinion, what is necessary for the Malaysian entertainment world to be better recognized on a global scale?
I think we have so many stories that can be told. I think we have to be bold. We have to be courageous and know and believe in ourselves that we can. I think a lot of the times we box ourselves in the comfort zone where, well, let's just deal with our own market. When you make a movie, it should be global. It should not be for this or for that. That's when you speak a global language. And that's what we strive to do continuously. I know there are amazing filmmakers from this part of our world. And we just have to, first of all, we have to create opportunities for them. We have to create platforms that will showcase their talent. So I do want to work very closely with the heads of studios here, people who can make the change, people who can push the path forward.
And I think that's a great segue into this question, which is, Tanshree Michelle Yeoh, have you ever thought about becoming a film director or producer in the future, and perhaps it being a Malaysian film, and why?
As a director, no. Because directors have no life. I love my life too much. Because being a director, you have to be completely invested in it. You eat, dream, everything. You have no time for anything, because being a director, you have to know everything and be everywhere all at once. I love producing. I have produced before, and now I can see I've started to do so again. And because at one stage, it was very important to identify what it is you are good at, push that forwards, make people understand this is your gift, this is your talent. See me. And then now I am able to branch out more, because people have started to listen, people have started to appreciate what are the things we can bring forward. You know, as a Malaysian, as someone who is from this part of the world, the stories we can and are able to make that bridge. So yes, producing definitely. And as an actor, I love what I do. I am so lucky that I can say, it's not a job. It's really a passion. And people who are in the industry as an actor or producer or as a director will tell you the journey is not easy, because a lot of the times people see the glamour side of it. They see the finished product, but they did not see the journey that has been hard and difficult to get to that point.
And Tanjung Michelle, how has your Malaysian upbringing shaped you into who you are today? Not just as an actress, not just as an entertainer, but just as you as a person in that world.
The beauty about Malaysia is we are multiracial. We have learned to live and embrace each other's culture. And I think that has fundamentally made me such an international, global person. So anywhere I go, I don't see differences. I see how I can learn from other people, because when we are here in Malaysia, we learn from our Malay friends, our Indian friends, our Chinese friends. I believe there was a beautiful advertisement that was made by our late film, I'm going to forget her name, but I will remember, where she asked a group of children, what is your race? And I remember there was a Chinese boy and a Malay boy, and they all stood together and they looked at each other very puzzled. Is she asking us to race? Because they do not see themselves as different. They understand, yes, my friend is Muslim and my friend is Hindu and I'm Chinese and we all have different, but guess what? We all have great holidays to celebrate together. We have Hari Raya, we have Thai Pusam, we have Chinese, the Gong Hei Pa Choy and all that. So being brought up in an environment like that has made me much more open, giving, and accepting. And I think that's one thing that we all should do for each other, is to accept what we are. We should be different, and that's the beauty about the world, because it's the difference that we are that make us so complex, so vibrant, so dynamic. So growing up in Malaysia, that's something, of course I had very strict parents. That's also a very good plus. So it's a combination of education, very good education, a sense of nature. Being in Malaysia, we were in Ipoh, we had the hills, we could go to the sea, we had, Cameron Highlands and things like that. So we grew up in a very rich environment, from nature to people and to understand diversity.
Tanjung Michelle, you've been in Marvel, Star Trek, a Bond movie. What other big franchises would you like to be involved with next, and what type of role do you want to challenge next?
Well, I'm always looking for a challenge, and I think as an actor, that's what you continuously hope to be. It's like you feel like a new actor, that you are going to be challenged, you're going to learn something new, you're going to work with some incredible director or producer or actor, fellow actor, who will teach you, who will educate you to see how you can improve. What other franchise? Maybe we can create our own franchise, yeah. Right? I mean, what's the limit here? Yeah,
exactly. And following your Oscar win, Tanjung Michelle, how would you sum up your future plans in the entertainment industry in just three words? And why did you choose those three words?
Oh, God. In three words, why don't I just say, I love it. And why? Because I truly love what I do, I enjoy what I do, and I think if you have that in your heart, then you go with great fun and a good spirit. And I think that's what it is. I think what I've learned most of all from the industry is like it's true collaboration. You can't do it alone. And that's what we have to learn to do, is to collaborate. And all of us have that incredible superpower. Every one of us have it, which is kindness and compassion. Yeah. So exercise your superpower all the time.
And speaking of exercising your superpower, do you have a message or some advice for all the little, young Michelle Yeohs out there, the young boys and girls from all corners of the globe and including Malaysia? Do you have a piece of advice for them who want to become the next Tanjung Michelle Yeoh?
I think what it is like, don't become me, be you. I believe that you're going to be better. I've reached, it's not about being that. Having won the Oscars show us, like I said in my speech, it's a beacon of hope. It shows us it can be done. And all of you can do it. Don't be me, be you.
Good stuff. Well, Tanjung Michelle Yeoh, you've also described Evelyn Wang as a role that you've been rehearsing for the past 40 years of your career. Until this moment, what does Evelyn Wang mean to you? While waiting and rehearsing, having gaps in time is unavoidable all career paths. What advice do you have to make this process worthwhile?
Oh my goodness, advice. Not a wise one here. No, I think this character, Evelyn Wang, why I said it, I've been rehearsing 40 years to do this role, because in this one movie, I got to do everything. It was an action film, it was a comedy, it was a horror, it was a science fiction. So I had, what I say is that what I've been learning throughout the years, I got to do it in one movie. We shot that in 37 days. The Daniels took a few years to write it. So great kudos to this incredibly talented, dynamic duo. I call them my boys, the Daniels, who had the courage to write a script like that. I mean, who would have thought hot dog fingers is now such a craze? Who would have thought that we all want to be rocks, you know, with googly eyes? I think what it is for me, the most important thing here was that it reached out to the Evelyn Wongs and the Deirdres of the world to say, we see you, because, you know, Evelyn Wang is someone that you will walk past. Why I love this character was she's a very ordinary woman who was doing everyday things that we all know so well. And nobody even would give her a second look. And the most important thing was an ordinary woman can be a superhero. And that was what she became, because she believed in herself, she believed in her family, and she believed in love. And in every universe, that was the core essence of our film. It's about love, it's about family, and how we never give up on each other. So for us, this, and it reached out to the young generation, because the young generation live at a pace that is so fast. I mean, when I sit down and try and talk to them and look at their, you know, what they're looking on TikTok or, and they're going like, I'm like, wait, stop at page 2. I haven't even looked at it yet. They've already gone by. So in their world, they understood our film right away. And they understood that in many ways, we do try to communicate to them. But sometimes it's like what they call generational trauma, that we don't know how to communicate. I mean, it's true. When I see my niece or my the first thing I say, why didn't you cut your hair? It's like, oh, no, I love you. I miss you too. It's like, hello. So it's that. And then they felt that, we heard them, we do see you. We might not know how to express it properly, but give us a chance, don't just give up on us. Because sometimes we are very harsh to the people that are closest to us, because simply we know they will not give up on us. You, like you'll say to your mom, I hate you, and walk away. And you know that she's not gonna, you know, like slam the door and beat the house forever, right? She'll still come back to you and, okay, have a piece of chicken or something like this, we'll feed you. So it's how, we must learn to communicate with each other. And the Daniels, when they wrote this, they were facing the same problems with, especially Daniel Kwan with his parents, where he felt they couldn't have a conversation together without, you know, it turning out into be a big melodrama or something like that. So through the movie, through a bit of a facade, they managed to start such beautiful conversations. And I think that's why this movie touched so many people on so many levels, and everyone found their own universe in it, their own moment that meant more to them than somebody else.
Good stuff. I think we have time for one final question. So, Tasha Michelle, your win at the Oscars, it's been said many times, but we'll never get tired of saying it, has pushed Asians to the forefront. How did you break the glass ceiling and prove that all people deserve the same opportunities?
Really, simply by never giving up. Always show up. It's perseverance, it is hard work. It is, you keep pushing the envelope, and hopefully you meet storytellers, especially producers, people who are able to make the change, who have the vision and the foresight to say, because we always ask for something original. Write me an original script, write me this, write me that. Who has the guts to actually go through with it? So I've been very blessed. We kept pushing the envelope. We never gave up. We always said, we are not, one thing that I won't do is I won't play a role that just puts us back in the stereotypical boxes. Yeah. Because if you do that, if for me, it's not for everyone. I feel that that means I endorse that role. So that's why I keep looking and I keep looking, and I was very fortunate. You know, it took me a few years, but I found the role. I found the people, I found the guys, I found a whole team that believed that we deserve a place. We deserve to be seen, to be heard in this way.
Well, Tasha Michelle Yeoh, we've got members of the media here from not just Malaysia, but around the world. Do you have a message? I know you just got to Malaysia, but when can we expect you back next? And your last message to not just all Malaysians watching, but of course, the whole world watching right now.
Well, the thing is, I am filming, actually, I started filming Wicked 1 and 2 in London because I received a phone call from John Chu, who did Crazy Rich Asians, and I'm sure you all know and love him for that. And so I have to go back. I'm back here this time very specifically because I promised my mom, I will be here for her birthday. And you know, because of the pandemic, she's not been able to celebrate for a few years. So we're gonna throw her a big party this time. I will be back soon. Once I finish filming in London, I hope to be back maybe in July or August, because I do believe there's so much to do in our part of the world, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, you know, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Hong Kong, the whole of China, everywhere, all of us, collectively, don't isolate yourselves. Don't feel I must only tell my story. We are collaborators. We are storytellers. Let's work together and do great things.
Tasha Michelle Yeoh, 6 weeks ago, you became not just the most talked about Malaysian in the world, but you became the most celebrated person in the world. And for that, Malaysia wants to say we're super proud of you. We want to say thank you so much for today coming back here. Please join me, everyone, in giving a big thank you. A round of applause to Michelle Yeoh, everyone.